We're learning Masechta Shabbos, Nachnam Beizim and Beiz. The Gemara is going on the Mishnah. The Mishnah is talking about the Kol Balei Shir, Yetzim B'Shir, and Nimshachim B'Shir, all the animals that need a collar, they could go out with the collar. And the Mishnah says, other dinim that said derech agav u'mazin aleihem, you could do azah on the shir while it's on the animal. V'tayvul m'mkayman, you could also do tefillah. You could be tayvul the animal with the shir while it's on the animal. So the Gemara says, that shows you that the shir, the collar of the animal, is b'nei kabulei tumeninu. That it's makabel tuma. That's why we need hazah and tefillah. But the question is, the Mishnah says that a tabas behema, a ring that's meant for a behema, like a collar, is not makabel tuma, because ain't takshit le behema. Something which is meant to beautify the animal is not considered a takshit by Adam, is a special xerus because of the takshit is called a kli legabe tuma, even though it's not a kli maisa, it's not something you do anything with, and it's not a beged, it's not a garment. But there's another thing, a takshit. Rashi brings the pasuk, it's out of its amid. There's a pasuk that says that a takshit's makabel tuma. Mashen kein by a behema, you don't have such a thing. So how could the shir, the Mishnah says, it's yidu hazah and tefillah bim kaiman, how could it be makabel tuma? So the Gemara says two teretz. One teretz is Reb Yitzchak that is talking about originally it was a nei adam, and then you made it into a nei behema. Originally it was meant for a person to be a bracelet or kadaima, and then you turned it into an ay behema. So since it originally was makabel tumah as an ay adam, it's still makabel tumah. And Evasif says no, even if it's meant to be a behema, but it's a kli maisa. It's something that a person uses. He uses it to schlep the behema. That's called a kli maisa. So Rashi, by ba min ay adam an ay behema, Rashi says, uba idol adam nitma, ul achat tumah say nasu le behema. It was became Tameh while it was a Kli Adam. And after it became Tameh, then you made it for a behema. And Taisa says, Ubechinam Pirish Kain. Udushainim also. There's no reason to say that, because even if it did not actually become Tameh when it was L'Adam, but since you made it for an Adam, it will remain Mekamel Tumah. Because the din is that doesn't mean if it actually became tame, and el mitumasa means from the Torah's Kabbalah's tuma. He brings a Gemara in Sukkah which says that would remain makabel tuma even though it didn't become tame. And he says Rashi himself says that a little bit later in Masechta Shabbos. So as the Gemara Gakasha and Rashi, he brings a Raya from Gemaris, he brings a Rashi himself, and Meisha says that. So Gevaldik Akash and Rashi, why did Rashi here say that it became Tameh when it was Takshit for Adam? Even if it didn't become Tameh, it would still be Makabel Tuma. So there's a Megine Shleimai, which has the Gevaldik Teretz. And Rabbi Kivei Getzechen to this Megine Shleimai, actually, in Mesechtes Kalim, Perich Avav Mishnah Tes. And the Tei Yeshua also brings down the Megine Shleima, who was his grandfather, and he says a similar teretz. But it starts a little bit from the Rashi in Masechtas Kedushin Daf Nun Tes. The Gemara brings the Mishnah that we bring here, Kol HaKelim Yerim Dei Tumasim B'machshava V'Nel Mei Tumasim El B'Shinim Maisa, which is also brought here. But there Rashi says, Mishini Maisa, what's a Shini Maisa? Rashi says, Sheyasav a Maisa lekalkulam, Sheyashabre mayinakve. You do a Maisa to destroy them, you make a hole in them, or you break them. As Rashi said this, when Elam mitumasa misha kablua, Elam Bishini Maisa, Sheyasav a Maisa lekalkulam, Sheyashabre mayinakve. Vechain, Acheloy kabul tumam. Ain oyle mitayus kabbalas to mashir de machshavazu el bishin maisa at shiasko loshif l'shabitzu l'gar. The medactic in the loshin of Rashi is very, very clear. Rashi says once it became tame, so then the shin maisa you need is to break it, to either make a hole in it, a shin maisa to mekalkel it. And if it wasn't mekabel tuma, it just has tayus kabbalas tuma, then the shin maisa is to start rubbing it, losha for shabbats lagar, to start fixing it up. So Rashi is making a chilek. that when it's tame, then the only shimi mangsa works is shiyakalkalim, that you mess it up, that you break it, or you make a hole in it. When it's not tame, when it's just mekabel tuma, then the shimi mangsa of loshel for shamitz legayir is good enough. Where did Rashi get this chiluk from? So the Marshon Kedushin says, we have the Shita Shab Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda says, L'amashin emaisa l'sakin el l'kalkal. There's no such thing as a shin emaisa when you're fixing things up, only when you're breaking things. And Zag the Marshon, that the Chacham agreed to Rabbi Yehuda once it's tummy. Because once it's tummy, it can't become tar unless you break it. Stop fixing it up and making it to something else can't make it tar. The Machloikis Rabbi Yehuda and the Rabbanan is if it's not tummy. Even if it's not tameh, Rabbi Yehuda says that fixing it up is not called the shini ma'isa, you need dafka breaking it. But the chum say no. Even a ma'isa l'sakin is called the shini ma'isa. The ma'isa, you have a shini ma'isa, making it ois mekabel tumah. For whatever the case is, if it's ois mekabel tumah because now it's a kli for a behema, if it's ois mekabel tumah because now it's not a finished kli, but you could change its designation even with the ma'isa l'sakin. But once it's tamei, that we nemon klar zakta marasha. Once it's tamei, you can't be metired unless you actually break it. But the achrayim say the marasha is very straight from agamar. Agamar Rashi's mefurish is talking about its tamei already. The shear was tamei already when it was nayadam, and still the gemara said that only according to Rabbi Yehuda it won't become tar. But that's what the gemara's kasha was. The gemara says it was rischan. The Gemara said it was Rizkan. The Gemara is the Kasha, but Tevim Kaimim is the Chatzitza. The Gemara answers Bisha Rizkan. And the Gemara says, but if you're all like a Bitzkot, that says, Ba minar adam lay behem, came in the Rizkan of Abu Maisa, u parchu lutumim minayim. Now the Lashon of parchu lutumim minayim sounds like it's already tummy. It doesn't sound like it's just Makabal tumma. Parchu lutumim sounds like it's already tummy. And Rashi says that first. Even Taisus asks the Kasha Rashi, he just says, Ubechinam pirish kain. He says Ubechinam pirish kain, because even though you miyachid lekabel tuma, there's still a din that you need shini maisa. But Taisus is also mavur that even if it becomes tame, the halacha would be that rischam would help. Only kodebuda wouldn't help. So tainu de megine shloimei faket. Rashi is going like Rabbi Yehuda. Rashi is bavurning Rabbi Yehuda as well. Rabbi Yehuda is maskin that if it's not tameh yet, a ma'isa l'sakin is also a good ma'isa. But if it's tameh, there Rabbi Yehuda holds you need a ma'isa l'kalkal. So that's the pshat in the Rashi. Rashi says that kol ha'kelim ein oyel l'day tumasim el l'bashini ma'isa means two things. And oyel l'day tumasim means if it was already mekabel tumah, then the shini ma'isa has to be a kalkal. And that goes like Rabbi Yehuda. But Rabbi Yehuda is only talking about when it's actually tameh. Then you need a ma'isa l'kalkal. But when all it has is a din that it's makabel tuma, then Rabbi Yehuda holds and a ma'isa l'sakin is also a good ma'isa. So zakta megine shloimei, that's why Rashi b'dafka said it became tame. Because if it didn't become tame, then even according to Rabbi Yehuda, riskan would work. Even according to Rabbi Yehuda, once you started banging it out and making it roi, for a noy behema, so then it will become a noy behema and it won't be mekabel tumah kana laba. Rabbi Yehuda's whole shtickle is that once it's tameh, a ma'isa l'sakin can't work anymore. But if it's just mekabel tumah, then a ma'isa l'sakin can work. So that's what Megine Shloimeh says, and that's what Kvega means to bring down in Kalim, that Rabbi Yehuda could agree to a lot of different mishnayis in Kalim, which a mavur a ma'isa l'sakin works. Because Lagabi taking it out from being mekabel tumah, a ma'isa l'sakin works. Only when it's tameh you need a ma'isa l'kalkal. Shmuel Rizovsky, the chedusha of Shmuel and Baba Basra, he explains very geshmak why it is that way. What's the chiluk if it's tameh or if it's just mekabel tumah? If it's just mekabel tumah, so how come you need a shinu ma'isa? The Gemara in Kedusha Nav Nitesim Bei says it's because it's lo'as edibim avato ma'isa, and the machshav of the tumah is k'ma'isa dami. The Gemara says, is a din asi dibum vatal dibur, but asi dibum vatal maisa. When you made a maisa to make something into something that's makabel tuma, or even if I did an idei machshava, but the machshava the Gemara explains as a din of a maisa, so mainly you can't undo that. with just machshava. Because le'asi v'imavantel meisa. You need dafka meisa to undo it. That's stated in the Maran Kedushin on the sug of asi v'imavantel dibur. So Zarkdiv Shurazovsky, l'chayr, there shouldn't be a chilik of meisa l'kalkul or meisa l'sakin. L'chayr, there shouldn't be such a chilik. The frat that these meisa l'sakin, they aren't making it not roi to be a noy adam. When you're rishchan, it can't be a noy adam anymore. You're being misakin it into a noy behema. Or by the kalim, when you stop being lasha for shabbats l'gair, sometimes if shazza loses its old hachana, and now you want it to get a new din, it doesn't have the new din yet, or the new din's not mekabel tuma. So this really could be a maisa, which is mafkir midei maisa. Why not? So what's pshana imbued the maisa l'sakin is not a maisa. According to me in Ishlam, it's very good. That's once it becomes tummy. Once it becomes tummy, to mitire the keli, Rabbi Yehuda holds, thus alain, that you turned it into a nai behema. A nai behema is only nipshana, it can't be makabal tumma. But once it's tummy, it's tummy. Now, even if it's ice nai adam, it should remain tummy. See, it's a chiddush akra. Isaiah, let's say a keli will become tummy, and then you break the keli. So maybe it stays tummy. Maybe the din keli need to makabal tumma. It raised makabal tumma. It's tummy. It's a fact. Now that you broke it, so it's not a keli, but it's already tummy. How do you know it becomes tar? Xeris akasav it says yishaver klicheres v'shetuvishavay yishaver. Amitano reclaim yutatz v'cholas yigal teicha yishaver. That it says that a keli becomes tar through shvira. So if Yudah holds, it's not the pshat that once you make it oisa kli l'kambal tuma, it becomes tar. You need daika shmira. You have to break it. So if you do a maisa l'sakin, that's not called breaking it. So you don't have a chalei shem shvira, so mail doesn't become tar. A chalem vaisos will know. Anytime you do a maisa to make it oisa kli, or to make it oisa kli that's m'kambal tuma, then it's a dinner shvira. If Yudah holds, no. You need dafka shvira, shvira kishma, kilko. But the din, that once it's makabal tumma, then you need a shini maisa to make it ice makabal tumma, that's tam a din of le'asi v'im v'atol maisa. If you have a maisa, why shouldn't that work even by a maisa l'sakin? He's like, bother with the marashosvar. If everyone's maskim, legabe, making it ice tumma, you need a shmira, and what's the machlokes? Making it ice makabal tumma, so what's the pshat Rabbi Yehuda? Why shouldn't Rabbi Yehuda agree that a meisel l'sakin also would make it ice makabel tuma? Yeah, according to that's a shver, but that's a shtick of Shua Zavsky explains the svara. See, Pnei Yeshua says a little bit similar, and also kishtim with the same lumdus. Pnei Yeshua wants to say that when you take a shear that's nai adam, and you convey it in a behema, especially you put a tabas in it, you make it into a collar of an animal, even without rishon, Pnei Yeshua names on, that's a vada maisa. Megabi the din, and we're going with the same lundus. Megabi the din of that you need a maisa, le'asa dim vata maisa, you need a maisa to vata the maisa. If you turned it into an animal thing, that's mamasha maisa. Ein lech maisa g'day lemizu. The only thing is that there's no kilkul b'chlal. You have a maisa that you put it in the leash of the animal, and you put a ring on it, and that's a maisa. But there's no kilkul b'chlal. So that, everyone would agree, is not Maitzi Midei Tumah. Now I want to be Maisif a little bit to Maisif Pnei Yeshua, what I think he means, is that when you do a Maisa which doesn't cause any Hefsid, which doesn't cause any Hefsid in it in its first Tashmish, that everyone would agree wouldn't make it Eis Tumah. Because there is no Shvira Klal L'Klal. But let's say you have, let's say the leather. You made a leather into a tablecloth. And now you start cutting it up to make shoes. So now it can't be a tablecloth anymore. But that's a maisa l'sakin, because you didn't break the leather. Fakaret. You made it better. You're starting cutting it up to make shoes. Or this case of rishchan. The maisa, once you stop being rishchan, you can't use it for noyadam anymore. But the pshaz is not a maisa l'kalkal, because you're not breaking it. Fakaret. You're making it into a nebehema. So if you smash it, and then you go and reform it. So then it loses its tumma. But if you make a maisa, which that maisa has a chalei shem maisa, it's a maisa, but it didn't take away from its original use at all. So there it's a Maisa Lagabe being Maitzi Midei Kabbalah's Tumma. We have a din of Maisa Maitzi Midei Maksha, Maitzi Midei Maisa. But Lamaisa, it's Bechlal, according to everyone, it won't be called the Shvira, because he could still use it just as good for the old Tashmish, according to everyone, it won't be called the Shvira. The case that when Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Baran are arguing is when you have something which affects its old Tashmish, you can't use it anymore for the old Tashmish, but it's not breaking it because it's Faked. It's creating the environment for the new Tashmish. That bundle of machalikas, if you didn't abundant, it has a chalik shem shvir or not. So, Rav Shmuel Mizovsky there, in the Barbasa Simon Yad Zayin, he has a kasha l'chayrev, who state tzvei dinim in the Mishnah? Very geschmackish tickle, but who state the tzvei dinim in the Mishnah? What does the Mishnah mean when it says, kol akeil myon de tum achshava, vein ilm de tum el alai de shinu maisa? Is the Mishnah talking about the din of Kabbalah's tumma? And there the pshat is a shini maisa, is the pshat, you need a maisa, maitzi miyad maisa. So you don't need any type of kilkul or shvira b'chlal, you just need, according to anyone, you just need a maisa, maitzi miyad maisa. Or is the Mishnah mean it ready when it became tummy? So the Mishnah is telling you a chiddush, even if you made it ois kli, but it's tummy ready. You need that for sechalei shem shvira. And now we have mechalekes yehudin derabanan, if a maisa l'sayin could be chalon a chalei shem shvira. We say to bay the dinim in the Mishnah. He's a little bothered, but he says, come because the Mishnah says taka two things. First it says, that's the din of the Shvira. But then the Mishnah fears ice. Maisa maitzi miyad maisa miyad machshava. Vei machshava maitzi loy miyad maisa v'loy loy miyad machshava. But the Mishnah fears ice, that a maisa could take it out of a maisa, like osi maisa mavato maisa. But a machshava can't go and be mavato la maisa. So then it says a second din. That even to make it ice clean, you need a maisa as a din. They need a maisa to be maitzi miyad maisa. A machshava can't be maitzi miyad maisa. And one more inyan in the inyan of Kabbalah's tumah. A little bit later in the Gemara had brought the Mishnah, a bashal matris, a metal ring, a chayis mishal almaig, and it has a wooden seal, tumeya, because it's considered a kli matris. A kli matris doesn't have to be. Doesn't have to be a base kibbutz. Pshuta kli matches is mekabel tumah. But he shall almeg, if the ring is almeg, the chayis mishal mateches, and the signet, the sign is matches, is metal tahirim, because there it's a kli eitz, and the pshuta kli eitz is not mekabel tumah. So Taisus asks the kasha, why don't you say it's a base, it has a base kibbutz? When you have a ring that has a metal seal, so when you make the ring, so you make a opening, you have a setting with a seal, with a chayis mishal maches can fit in. So why isn't that called the base kibble? So Taisa says it's not a base kibble, because a base kibble asu l'malais lo yishmei base kibble. The Amrinon, because it says a base kibble asu l'malais is not called the base kibble. And a mikvegin the galina shas sechen suda, Taisa on daf yud zayin also nemzon a base kibble asu l'malais is not called the base kibble. He's talking there about the maradeya, the pole that you have to make the shor plow straight, and the pole is makabel tum. He wants to know why isn't it pshuta kli eitz, and he says because it has a darbon and it has a metal thing in the end, and it's not called the base kibble asul lemalais because you take it out a lot of times. Isis also taisis nemzan with a hanocha kaduma that a base kibble asul lemalais is not called the base kibble. And Reb Kvega, and the Galiyin Hashas, Seichen Su, the Gemara in Sukkah, Daf Yibayzim and Beis. The Gemara in Sukkah there says that if you use Chitzim Schorim, then it's kosher, and Chitzim Nekevais is possible. Chitzim Schorim means that you put the metal, the wooden chetz, into the metal shaft, the wooden shaft into the metal tip of the arrow. So metal of the wood is a pshuta kliyetz. Mashayin Kein, Chitzim Nekevais means that you put the metal arrow into a hole that's in the wooden shaft. So that's called the base kibble. So the Gemara says, Pshita that Nekevis of Sula. The Gemara says, Manotem base kibble asulam house loy shmei kibble, kamash mulan. You would think that a base kibble asulam house is not called the base kibble. Kamash mulan is called the base kibble. And Taisus there says, it's mashma, it's called the base kibble. So he wants to know about other different halachas like tefillin, and other things, why isn't that called the base kibble asul lemalais? But Rabbi Kveger says, and he says in the Chiddushim, he never saw anywhere where the Gemara says a base kibbul asul malos is not a base kibbul. Other Rabbi, he sees the Gemara in Sukkah that a base kibbul asul malos is a base kibbul. So why is Tosis naming on that a base kibbul asul malos is not a base kibbul? As a fact, Rabbi Kveger shaila. So a lot of the Chayim answer. Actually, Rabbi Kveger in the Gilyon Hashas in Sukkah, shtal su a shvus yankiv chelak al v'simon lamed gimel. It's also Aruch Lener in Sukkah. It's a Malay Arayim here. That it depends. Before you mamali the base kibbul, like that case of the chitzim, the keves, you have the chitz, you have the arrow, the wooden handle of the arrow, the shaft of the arrow, which is you're going to put an arrow into the hole in the wood, but you didn't do it yet. You're just being mesachich with the arrow, because if you'd already put the arrow into the chitz and the keva, of course it's mekabel tumah, it's a base yan to the matchis. The matchis is mekabel tumah because of pshuta kli matchis. And the arrow is a base yan to the matchis, so of course it's mekabel tumah. Navas, you didn't put it in yet. So if you didn't fill up the base kibbul, so then it's called the base kibbul. Base kibbul asul lamalas means you have a base kibbul. Right now it's a perfectly good base kibbul. It's just going to be mamale. So you'd have a half a minute, it's not tumah. Kamashmon is tumah because it's going to be mamale. But once you filled it up, and you filled it up in a permanent way, that you're not going to take it out, like a ring, you put in the chayisim in the ring, so it's filled up permanently. Or even the chayitz, if you put it in the arrow, ba'ayfin, that you don't take it out, it's not the pshat that you put it in and out. When you're doing target practice, you put it in, and afterwards you take it out, then enichanami, then it would become tamei. But let's say you put it in a permanent way, so now it's no longer a base kibbul. That's what Taisis means, the base kibbul asul malos means you already filled it up in a permanent way, then it's not mekabel tumah. Now, already the Rishonim say, the Shulta Gibarim in Sukkah says it b'shem the Riaz. His lashon is chitzim nekevais, afal pi she'osa kibbul asul lehi malos b'zachrus habarzel is mekabel tumah. Ad sheloi milu reu kakal kibbul. Until you're mamali, it applies like a kli kibbul. So you see, mefurish, that from the Rishonim already, that once you filled it up, it's no longer a kli kibbul. Another Rishonim brings the Divrei Nechemya at the end of the Gemara, the Ansukah brings it from the Shulta Gibarim. The emphasis we really have it in the Ritva here. The Ritva later on Daf Nun Tesamid Beis, the Gemara there again brings this Mishnah, He shall Machis v'chayis mishal amig, and the Ritva brings the Kasha. Now, how come by Hishal Almeg v'chayis mishal matches? Why don't you say it's a base kibbul? Because the setting is there to mekabel the seal. So the Dvar brings Taisus Teretz. The Dvar and Tatsum Beis, he brings Taisus Teretz that is Asul Malos. But he asks this kasha straight from Sukkah. They see by Chitzim the Kevlais that even Asul Malos is called the base kibbul. And he says b'shem Taisus. That's only before it was Mamale. But once it's Mamale, it's no longer a base kibbul. But the Ritvani is not sure that that's right. He says, maybe you could say a different teretz, that even if it's going to be makabel tumah als kliyetz, but there's an afkemina that only by he shall matachas v'chayisim shall almaik, then it's makabel tumah als klimatchis. But he shall almaik v'chayisim matachas is makabel tumah als kliyetz, but not als klimatchis. And what's an afkemina? First of all, l'gabi chayav reyu kecholol. Then a kli matchis becomes tameh if it touches a mesa via vesa tumah. Kli eitz doesn't do that. Or legabe tumah yeshana, we had early in the first perek, a kli matchis that becomes tameh if you break it and then you refix it, it gets its old tumah back. Kli eitz doesn't do that. So that's what becomes out of nafkamina. But you're not sure about if once you mamali it, does that make it ice based kibble? But that's the chayyid of Shan Taisus, and he brings it from Taisus. So I saw the stipler. In Sukkah, Simen Yun, he asks a kasha like this, that there's a klal that even if a kli eitz has a base kibbul, if it wasn't made for Kabbalah, it's not considered a base kibbul. Mostly have bamboo. And the bamboo is hollow, and you could put things in it. But that's not the point. No one ever made it for Kabbalah. So the bamboo is not called the kli eitz, not called the kli kibbul. And it's not the Kabbalah tumah, you can use it for schach. So the chisin, the kevis factor, the stipler, why are you considering it a kli kibbul? If after you fill it up, it's not a kli kibbul. It's only meant to be filled up. And after it's filled up, you tell me it's not called a kli kibbul. It's not called kabbalah. So kum dais, it should be like a kli kibbul, which is not nasa l'kabbalah. We're saying the Pshat and the Gemara, we're saying a Kli Kibbutz, which is a Kli Eitz, which has a base kibble, but it's filled up. So that's not called the base kibble. But before it's filled up, we're saying it is called the base kibble. Why? The only thing it's meant to be Mekabel is the thing that will fill it up, and it's there permanently, so it's not called the Kli Kabbalah. So how come before it's called the Kli Kabbalah? It's not Eimati Mekabel anything that will make it into a Kli Kabbalah. A Pella. But Dag Zakta Stipe Gora a Sheinu Mechuda Diketeretz. He says, the Olam, we're going to say like this. Even after it's full, be'etzim, it's cool that it's being mekabel. Doesn't matter that it's permanently there. You have the kli, and it's being mekabel. He says, but what's the drasha that a kli eitz, truth to kli eitz is not mekabel tum, it has to be a kli that's ayman ef kibum. The drasha is, it has to be metalto mole v'reikon. It has to be able to be moved, whether it's empty or full. So, p'shut to kli eitz, you can't move it when it's empty. Yeah, I can't move it when it's full, I mean, because it can't be full. It's not mekabel anything. So it can't be metalto tzitz. Do me the sack. Sack is metalto mole v'reikon. A kli eitz has to be metalto mole v'reikon. So p'shut to kli eitz. You can't be metalto mole. Al derech zeh, we had before in the second perek. If you have a kli which is very, very big, it's machzik 40 sa b'lach, shem 60 sa b'yavesh. It's very big. It's also not called a kli kibul, because of it, it's not metalto mole. It can't be metalto when it's full. So tiny disciple la'olam, when the kli kibul is mole, kli kibul also l'malis, and it's mole and it's going to remain that way, la'olam is cool, it's being mekabel. But the pshat is, it can't be metalto reikon. It could only be metalto mole. Let's say you have a kli that could only be metalto mole, it can't be metalto reikon. What's the problem? Has it metalto mole v'reikon? So before you fill it up, at this point, it can metalto mole v'reikon. It can metalto reikon, you can move it around the way it is. Or it can metalto mole. You could put in the chetz, and that'll be metalto mole. But once you put in the chetz, and now it's going to remain that way, so now it's only going to be metalto mole. It's never going to be metalto reikon. So it's no longer metalto mole v'reikon. So now that's why it's not mekabel tumah. So that's the pshat. The Gemara in Sukkah says a klal. Beis kibul asu l'malei is a shmei beis kibul. That's a klal. That even though it's supposed to be filled up, even when it's filled up, that's also called being mekabel. So what's the pshat that once it's filled up in a permanent way, it's no longer mekabel tumah? Not because it's not mekabel. It is mekabel. So it is metalto mole. But the problem is it's not metalto reikon. It can't be metalto in a way that it's not mekabel. See, it was a metal to molech reka, that's why it's not mekabel tumah, that's the shtickle from the stackler.